With Election Day just around the corner, we're continuing our Meet the Candidates series with a look at the race for Vermont Attorney General. And the race is wide open this year because incumbent Bill Sorrell is not seeking re-election. Over the next few mornings, we will hear from the candidates vying to replace him. And this morning, we're speaking with T.J. Donovan, the Democratic candidate for Attorney General. Donovan has been the Chittenden County State's attorney for nearly a decade, and during that time, he gained a reputation for adopting progressive approaches to criminal justice reform. This is his second bid for the AG's office. He lost the 2012 Democratic primary to Bill Sorrell, and T.J. Donovan joins us now in our VPR studios. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me, Mitch.
I'd like to start off by talking about the opiate crisis that Vermont and the whole country really has been struggling with. As Attorney General, what concrete steps would you take to address this crisis?
Sure. Well, the opiate crisis is the number one issue facing the state of Vermont. And as Chittenden County Prosecutor, we deal with it every single day. And it's permeated all aspects of our life here in Vermont. And there is no simple solution, but I think we have to address it from a multi-pronged approach. Number one, enforcement. Obviously, if folks are selling drugs for greed or for profit, they should go to jail. But when we talk about holding people accountable, we should also talk about corporate accountability as well. The big pharmaceutical companies that put into the streets and on the market highly addictive pain-killing medication like OxyContin. Number two, it's about intervention. We have to make sure that every first responder in this state carries Narcan. Third, we need treatment. Name another disease in this state where we have waiting lists for people to get into treatment like we do for heroin addiction. We have to expand our capacity for treatment. And finally, we need to invest in prevention. We need to make sure that everybody is speaking to their children, speaking to their children's friends, and investing in prevention, whether it's parents, whether it's schools, whether it's coaches, whether it's guidance counselors, whomever. We have to make sure that we are educating and raising awareness about what's going on.
Another issue dealing with drugs of a different kind. During the last legislative session, a bill legalizing marijuana came close to becoming law in Vermont. It fell short. If you became Attorney General, that issue of legalization is likely going to come up again. Where do you stand on the issue of marijuana legalization in Vermont?
Well, I'm a go slow guy on marijuana legalization. I think the Vermont House did the right thing. With marijuana, my issue is this. We're a rural state. Public safety has to come first. We should make it like alcohol. Number one, we need a standard. Anybody who has a beer when they're out or has a glass of wine, in the back of their mind, they know what 0.08 means, the legal standard. And that it collectively enhances our public safety. We need that standard for marijuana so people can make informed decisions.
If I may interrupt, though, that's much trickier with marijuana. As you know, THC content can stay in the bloodstream for longer. People that may have not smoked for a few days may still test positive, even though they may not be driving while high. Isn't that right?
I agree with you. That's why we need to take our time and get it right to answer those questions. Second, when we have the standard, then we need the roadside test to test for it. But here's the thing. As Attorney General, I can guarantee you this. I'm not going to get into anybody's bedroom. I'm not going to get into anybody's doctor's office. I believe in privacy. But when we're talking about legalization, let's make sure that we put public safety first.
After the U.S. Justice Department said that it planned to stop using private facilities in the federal prison system, you said that you would like Vermont to end that practice. How would you do that?
Here's the thing. They don't work. The Department of Justice report that came out indicated that, number one, they're less safe and there's a higher rate of recidivism, meaning people who are in those private prisons are going to get out and likely commit more crime. That means the Vermont taxpayer is paying more money. And the thing about jail is this, I can tell you as a prosecutor, it is a basic duty of government to take care of people who are in their custody. That includes prisoners. And if we as a state say that we're incarcerating too many people, that we need to contract with a private corporation to incarcerate Vermonters, then I say we should be looking at how we are incarcerating people. And the Attorney General, as the chief law enforcement officer, can bring about that consistent, proactive change to level the playing field, to make sure that we have equal access to justice throughout this state, that we have community infrastructure that's invested in restorative justice, that we have access to treatment beds, that we have accountability, and that we give people an opportunity to be successful. Look, the job of the Attorney General is to enforce the law. My belief is this. The best way to enforce the law is to give people the opportunity to comply with it.
Another issue relating to accountability, and I'm sure you're aware of these studies that have shown that even though Vermont has a pretty small population of people of color, there are disparities in traffic stops for people of color as opposed to white drivers, for example. What does Vermont need to do better to keep incidents from that like happening?
We have to reform our criminal justice system, and we have to ask the questions of prosecutors, police, and judges about the inherent bias in the criminal justice system because it exists. I think bail reform is a big issue that will level the playing field. I'm a big believer in procedural justice. I'm a big believer in alternatives to incarceration and alternatives to the criminal justice system. And working with the police to make sure that we have the data, that they are informed of the data, and we are working collectively to make sure they are addressing the inherent bias in the system. It's an issue. We have to continue to work on it. It's going to take training. It's going to take management. It's going to take accountability. But at the end of the day, this is about public trust in the system. This is about the integrity of the criminal justice system and trusting citizens and trusting the police to work together. I'm going to do it as Attorney General.
Finally, T.J. Donovan, we have been asking the candidates to end with kind of an elevator pitch. You know, let's say you bumped into a Vermonter on the street. You had about 30 seconds to tell them why they should get your vote. What would you say?
Sure. After 20 years, it's time for a change in the Attorney General's office. I'm going to bring common sense and competence to the office of the Attorney General. I believe in Vermonters. I believe in the trustworthiness of Vermonters. I believe in giving Vermonters an opportunity to succeed. The best way to enforce the law is to give Vermonters the opportunity to comply with it. Whether it's the issue of criminal justice reform, whether it's understanding that the best form of public safety is a good job, I'll work with our small business community to build a culture of compliance, to give people the opportunity to get ahead, to protect our lakes, our rivers, our landscape, to make sure that Vermonters, regardless of who they are or where they're from, their civil rights are protected, and to make sure that we continue to stand up to be a beacon of equality, of integrity, and justice for all in this state. The Attorney General can lead on these issues. That's why I'm running for Attorney General.
T.J. Donovan is the Democratic candidate for Attorney General of Vermont. I want to thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Mitch.